Blog Talk Radio.
I don't have to tell you things are bad. Everybody knows things are bad. It's a depression. Everybody's out of work or scared of losing their job. The dollar buys a nickel's worth. Banks are going bust. Shopkeepers keep a gun under the counter. Punks are running wild in the street. There's nobody anywhere who seems to know what to do, and there's no end to it. We know the air is unfit to breathe and our food is unfit to eat. We sit watching our TVs while some local newscaster tells us that today we had 15 homicides and 63 violent crimes, as if that's the way it's supposed to be. We know things are bad, worse than bad. They're crazy. It's like everything everywhere is going crazy, so we don't go out anymore. We sit in the house, and slowly the world we're living in is getting smaller, and all we say is, please, at least leave us alone in our living rooms. Let me have my toaster and my TV and my steel-belted radios, and I won't say anything. Just leave us alone. Well, I'm not going to leave you alone. I want you to get mad. I don't want you to protest. I don't want you to riot. I don't want you to write to your congressman because I wouldn't know what to tell you to write. I don't know what to do about the depression and the inflation and the Russians and the crime in the street. All I know is that first, you've got to get mad. You've got to say, I'm a human being. God damn it. My life has value. So, I want you to get up now. I want all of you to get up out of your chairs. I want you to get up right now and go to the window, open it, and stick your head out and yell, I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore!
Generally, the Constitution is a charter of negative liberties, says what the states can't do to you, says what the federal government can't do to you, but it doesn't say what the federal government or the state government must do on your behalf.
Fast on a rough road riding high.
You didn't build that.
Mountains climbing, twisting, turning further from my home.
Shut up your mouth, Mr. Obama. Shut up your mouth, Mr. Obama.
Be young, like a new moon rising, fierce.
I've got a pen.
Through the rain and lightning, wandering out into this great unknown.
Yes, we can. Yes, we can.
And I don't want no one to cry. But tell them if I don't survive, I was born free.
I've got a pen.
I was born free.
And I've got a phone.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
Like the grandest canyon, wild, like an untamed stallion. If you can't see my heart, you must be blind.
What difference at this point does it make?
You can knock me down and watch me bleed, but you can't keep no chains on me. I was born free.
I've got a pen.
Captain, for this two-hour pleasure cruise, where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom, regardless of that cost. Look, we do not concern ourselves with the cost. We're not buying a used car here. This is our freedom, damn it. Look, freedom ain't cheap, I'll give you that. But we can afford it. What we cannot afford, and what we must never afford, is tyranny. All right, you want to be a part of the program tonight? 646-716-7978, and of course the call-in lines will be open at the second hour. Maybe we might be able to open them up a little bit earlier, because I want to get into the discussion here tonight on the difference between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, and there's a lot. Trust me, there's a lot. I've got some sound bites of Donald Trump that I wanted to play last night. Hopefully tonight we can get to them. And I've got a list of 22 of Hillary Clinton's biggest scandals. Now, I know we've heard these all before, but you know what? They're important. And you need to know this before you go into the voting booth. You do not go into the voting booth uneducated. Now, when I go into the voting booth, and I'm not saying that I'm Mr. Perfect and you have to do everything that I do. You have to do what you have to do. Okay? You decide for yourself what you do. You do not have somebody else decide for you what you do. But when I go into the voting booth, if I don't know these candidates, I don't know what they're running for, I don't vote for them. I'm not going to vote for somebody I don't know. I don't care what their party is. I've never voted Democrat, but I'm not going to vote for somebody I don't know anything about. I take my vote seriously. And so if that means I got to leave a couple of slots blank, well, then that's what it means. I take my voting seriously. And I wish a lot of other people would, but they don't. They're just simply going to vote along party lines and that's it. Well, you got to understand the character of the candidate. And Hillary Clinton, I'm sorry, but if you don't know all of the bad about Hillary Clinton, well, you shouldn't even be in the discussion, but I'm going to tell it to you tonight. And there's a lot, and we could go on for days, years, as a matter of fact. But in any event, we got to get the show on the road here. If you have a story out there where you've been tyrannized in any way, and I don't care by who, it doesn't matter. You've been tyrannized, you've been tyrannized. You got a story, you got to get it out there. If you want to get it out there on this program, well, I'm very simple, very, very easy to get a hold of. You get on Facebook, you type in the captain. It shows up news personality. You send me a little message. Captain, I've been tyrannized. I got to get my story out there. Well, guess what happens? Well, you climb aboard, you get your story out. It's that simple. And then I lead you to other people. And other people lead you to other people. And yeah, you have to do this. Does it suck? Yes, but you have to do it. This is your life. This is your livelihood. This is who you are. Don't be afraid to stand up and fight for who you are. Do not be afraid to stand up and fight for your family. Fight for your life. That's what we need more of in this country. But nobody wants to stand up and fight. They just want to cower. Go ahead, take all my rights and liberties and freedoms. I don't need them. What the hell am I going to do with them? Go ahead, Mr. Government, take them all. Look, your voice is important. If you don't use it, it's worthless. So let your voice be heard. All right, real quick before we get into the scuttlebutt of the day, remember every Sunday on this network, the Freedom for All Network, Raquel Oikiai and Efren Gonzalez will hold their own program from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern. That's an hour earlier. That's on Sundays on this particular network, an hour earlier. The phone number is still the same, 646-716-7978. Also support my other good friends on Blog Talk Radio. At Radio Jihad Network, my good friend Vito Esposito, my first mate Kel Fritzy, and her partner Tim Burton from across the pond. And I'm hoping that the UK gets out of that EU. I knew the EU was going to be a disaster before they even started it. I said, that's a bad idea. Well, now it's becoming a bad idea. And now England wants to get out. Well, they had some problems, I guess, yesterday and today with all the rain. It's still kind of split halfway down the middle. And I think by tomorrow it should be all said and done. So I've got to contact him and find out really what the hell is going on. So anyway, support Annie from Southern Sense, who also comes on my sports program during football. And Joseph Gibson with Understanding the Times in Which We Live In, which he's starting to come on the show, the sports show. And, of course, my girlfriend, Audrey Russo from Real Talk, R-E-E-L Talk. Also, she is simulcast on Red State Radio. She's got a really good program, really good guests. And you got to check it out. You got to check all these people out. You got to listen to a lot of people. Turn off that television because you're not going to get the news on the television. The television is not a reliable source of information. And neither is Facebook. There's a lot of bogus sites out there. So don't get yourself all Twitter-pated every time you see one of these cockamamie posts and you think that, oh, this is that and that is this. No, 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 it's not. Don't get yourself hoodwinked. They want you to do this. They want that misinformation out there because they want us confused. They don't want us educated. They want us confused, and they want us arguing with each other. They want us to fight with each other. They do not want us united. They want us divided. So it's up to us to not fall into that trap. But too many people, it's too easy to fall into a trap. It's too easy. That's called lazy, by the way, just to, you know, let you know. But anyway, we got a lot to get through here tonight. There's lots and lots and lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. And there's only one way to combat that, and that is to lift our jib and get our freedom shipped out of the world. We're officially underway and headed out to sea. Those who may shift colors. Now, I got to apologize for last night. I don't know what happened. I could not sign on for nothing. Direct Connect would not connect. I don't know what was going on with that. I apologize. I tried everything. Couldn't get through on Skype. Of course, you know, Skype's got problems now. We can't use Skype anymore. But Direct Connect, I don't know what was going on. I could not, for the life of me, get a connection. It just would. I think I got one for 10 seconds, and then it cut off again. So I don't know what happened. I apologize. I know Blog Talk Radio tells me that they're working on it, and they're going to get the problems fixed. But I just wanted to apologize. I'm not going to dwell on it because we got to keep moving forward. We can't piss and moan and bitch and complain all friggin' night. But in any event, we're on now. Everything looks like we're on. I don't know. Let's find out in the chat room. Anybody can hear me? So it looks like people can hear me. So in any event, let's get going here. Now, before we get into Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, I've got just a couple of news stories here we got to cover. First of all, these Democrats yesterday with this cockamamie sit-in, I mean, for the love of God, A sit-in? These are supposed to be adults. These are our leaders, and they're having a sit-in? For what? Gun control? My God, how many more gun laws does this country need? We've got enough gun laws. If you buy this Orlando shooting, well, I mean, I don't know whether it was or whether it wasn't true, but if it was true, I'd like to know why they were using crisis actors, and how did the crisis actors know when and where to show up? So I don't know if it was true or not, if there really was a shooting, but if it was a real shooting, and the story that we are being told, well, the FBI had opportunity after opportunity after opportunity, and they blew it. So you cannot blame this on Republicans and their lack of getting more gun laws passed. This was the FBI dropping the ball, if you buy into this story. Now, I don't know what to buy into. I don't know what to believe on the television. If it's on television, I got to take it with a grain of salt. And what they were telling us was happening in Orlando and what they were showing us didn't add up. Nothing added up on that. So I don't know what happened. But if you're going to buy into the story that it was legitimate, another gun law would have not stopped this guy from getting a gun. And let's just say for argument's sake, that this guy who already had two gun licenses, where he could actually travel all over the state with the damn thing. So let's just say he had the FBI, and they said, "Nope, you're on the watch list. We think that you're a terrorism." And this is another thing: if you're on a watch list or a no-fly list, especially a no-fly list, if you're on a no-fly list, okay, that means you are a danger to society. So if you are a danger to society, what the hell are you doing free? Shouldn't you be in jail or be deported? I mean, I'm just saying. So if you're going to be on a no-fly list, you're a danger to society. So you've got no business being in society. I mean, right? But let's just say, for argument's sake, that the FBI actually did their job and they said, okay, you are on this watch list. You've got jihadi tendencies. You can't get a gun. Okay, how difficult do you think it would be for this guy to find a gun? Wouldn't be very difficult at all. There is a little thing called the black market out there. Yeah, believe it or not. And it's still in business. Always has been, always will be. So you could pass all the gun laws you want to. It doesn't mean that there's not going to be any gun crime. There's going to be more gun crime. More gun laws equal more gun crime, period. You don't believe me? Go to Chicago. Go to St. Louis. Go to Cleveland. Go to Baltimore. Go to New York. Pick anywhere where there's got strict gun laws, and you're going to find a lot of gun crimes, because the criminals don't buy their guns at a gun show. They don't buy them at a gun shop, because they come with a serial number, and they're going to have to register their name, and they don't want the government to know who they are. So they get them through the black market. And most of your gun crimes, most of your gun killings are gang-related. They're not you and me killing people. It's not your average citizen that are killing people. These are gangs, okay? In Chicago, they're gangs. L.A., gangs. Baltimore, gangs. New York, gangs. Cleveland, St. Louis, you name the city, gangs. How come they're not going after gangs? Why aren't they going after the gangs? Spend a little bit more time. Spend a little bit more energy. Spend a little bit more money going after the gangs. Don't go after the citizens. It's ridiculous. But anyway, John Lewis, who is just a pain in the ass, he's the one who started this stupid sit-in. I mean, what are you, in fifth grade? What's the matter with you? Well, he halted it this morning. And guess what they got out of it? Absolutely nothing. They got no legislation completed. They got nothing. They just made complete and total asses out of themselves. And that's all they did. All over Facebook, even Democrats were saying, what the hell were they doing? All right, I rebooted the Direct Connect. So I rebooted the Direct Connect, so I don't know if it worked or not. But we do have a caller on the line. If the last four digits are 4082, do me a favor. Just press number one on your phone key. It'll give me an icon and let me know that you can actually hear me. There's somebody in the chat room. Okay, he can hear me now. All right, good. Good God almighty, Blog Talk Radio, you're killing me. You really are. I mean, I'm done with it. I'm not going to dwell on it, but, you know, I'm tired of losing shows here. And the people are sick and tired of not getting the news. They want to listen to these shows. I pay my money. I expect the services that I pay for. But again, like I was talking about, nobody wants to be held accountable. Nobody gives a damn if they're actually doing their job. Because nobody can get fired anymore. It used to be that you went to work, you did your job, and if you didn't do your job, you lost your job. Now you go to work, you don't do your job. Well, you get a raise. You get a promotion. And if you get fired, well, all you got to do is sue. And then not only do you get your job back, but you get a whole big bunch of money. I mean, America, we have lost our way. It's time to come back. It's time to come back home. I have seen this country. I mean, it started with Bill Clinton. It started with him. I started seeing some things that just weren't right. But the ship was still afloat. Then George Bush came in, he rocked it all over the place, and then Barack Obama came in and completely tipped it over. It is now sitting very well. How do I put this? I wouldn't say peacefully. I would say very, very restlessly on Davy Jones's locker. It's that we are at the bottom of the ocean, but we can rise up. We can get back up. We can get back up to the surface, but we have to do it. The American people have to do this. We cannot expect our government. We can't expect our law enforcement. We can't expect our courts. We can't expect our doctors or our school teachers. It has to be us. We have to do it. We have to be the ones to do it. And I know that means you got to roll up your sleeves and you got to actually work. You got to get yourself educated. You got to read. You got to listen. You got to learn. You got to know what's going on. This is our life. This is our livelihood. This is our way of life. This is who we are, and we're losing it. Why? I don't know. Nobody seems to give a damn. I do. Well, in any event, getting onto the second story here, the Supreme Court today blocked President Barack Obama's immigration executive actions, effectively killing the plan for the duration of his presidency. Well, it really didn't. It was only a tie. And like I said before, I didn't know if I was on the air or not. Obama, it's not gonna bother him a bit. He's going to do everything he can to flood this country with as many immigrants as he possibly can. Now, I got no trouble with immigration. Nobody does. Everybody living here is an immigrant. But it's the kind of immigrants and the way that we're bringing over the immigrants. Right now, we do not need any Syrian refugees. I'm sorry that they're in a civil war. Well, look, you got to stay and fight your own civil war. Okay? We did. We didn't have anybody leaving. We stayed and we fought our civil war. We won and we got things corrected. But they're not coming over here to be Americans. They're not coming over here to avoid their civil war. They're coming over here to infiltrate America. They're coming over here to take over America. And that is why Donald Trump is so important. Because Hillary Clinton is going to make what Barack Obama did actually worse. She's going to be worse than him. Look, the woman is incompetent. I'm sorry, but she has no accomplishments. She has done absolutely nothing. She is incompetent. Every time she's been in charge of anything, it has been a disaster. The only thing she could do good is, be corrupt. That's the only thing that she can do. Oh, she can scream and holler, too, and she can cuss. She can do that. She can throw a little hissy fit. She's pretty good at that, especially when she doesn't get her way. Wah. I don't want to hear it. So this, I know there's a lot of people that got themselves, oh, what a great day. Oh, yeah, we blocked the immigration. We can't, no more Syrian refugees. Well, no, that's not what happened. It was only a tie, and it did absolutely nothing. Obama's still going to keep bringing in the Syrian refugees, still going to keep allowing anybody and everybody who can get into Mexico to cross our border. It's not going to solve a damn thing. But if Donald Trump gets in, I really do believe that he will. I really do believe that he will solve the problem, at least, you know, mitigate it. Paul Ryan is still the Speaker of the House. Well, he's gonna give Donald Trump a lot of headaches. This guy, please, Wisconsin, don't vote for him again, okay? Congress members are up for re-election every 2 years, and they are up this year. Please, Wisconsin, I'm begging you, think of the country. Do not vote Paul Ryan into office. Somebody in Wisconsin, is anybody challenging him? I doubt it. This is what I don't understand. I mean, they get these guys into office, and nobody wants to challenge Nancy Pelosi, but there's not anybody in San Francisco with a brain that can challenge Nancy Pelosi? Are you kidding me? And John Boehner? There was nobody in Ohio that had a brain that could that wasn't afraid, that could stand up and challenge him? Why do we have to be afraid of these people? Who is Paul Ryan? Just because he's a Speaker of the House means that you can't challenge him? Yeah, I know he's corrupt. I know he's got a lot of money and a lot of influence. And I know he's going to make your campaign a living hell. But you still got to stand up and challenge him. Give the American people a choice. Give them a choice. You give the American people a true choice, they'll pick the right one. But you got to give them a true choice. You got to give them a true choice. I'm so sick and tired of this government. I really am. And Paul Ryan, you are pathetic. You are a horrible Speaker of the House. You're a Democrat. Just come out and admit. Just be honest. I can respect your honesty. But what I can't respect is you telling me how conservative you are, and then you can't wait to act like a liberal. That doesn't make any sense to me. It just doesn't make any sense to me. Well, real quick before, we've only got, we got about 17 minutes, 15 minutes. I'm going to try to get into, let's get into this right now. Well, let's get into it now. I got another little story here, but I'm done with all the crap. So let's get into here now. The Trump versus Hillary. Now, Donald Trump asked yesterday. I know coastal liberals, they were I can't believe this. A liar. Well, I mean, speaking of which, this story, this first. You think Barack Obama is ready to put a post on Facebook and I caught it. Right before I caught it. So now, this is Hillary Clinton. Not even funny. Not funny. It was kind of fun. And actually says the word sigh. Now, I want you to listen to this. Now, hold on. I'll get to you. Promise. But this is Hillary Clinton in a speech in front of all of her citizens. This is her reading from a teleprompter. Now listen to this. It's just pathetic.
Hi.
All right. Now, I did not play well. Let me turn off the volume. We got the next round again with this. So let's try this one more time, because I want you to do this. It is kind of low. Let's turn the volume up as best I can here. So let's try this. Hillary Clinton again. And actually says the word.
He's attacking my faith. Hi.
I was cutting it out and I apologize for that. So she says, well, he's attacking my faith. She pauses, and then she says, sigh. Just like that. Sigh. That wasn't meant for you to say. She calls her a first-class liar, which she is. So
Hillary Clinton, and as you know, most people know, she's a world-class liar. Just look at her pathetic email server statements or her phony landing. Or her phony landing in Bosnia.
All right. All right, these are not working. Direct Connect does not want to play these clips. These clips are the soundbite announcements. But this is so corrupt. Where's it coming from? There's no script. Hundreds of Democrats can take the terrorists inside the U.S. Of course they have. What I really like is I don't want to admit people here. We can't take these people from over here. Who wants to take us over? Who wants to destroy us? Who wants to live us into here? No, we can't follow our Constitution. We have to sure. And if they come over here, we won't be able to get banned. I love banned. Making scandals. No big ones. Not even idiots. They're not idiots. They're claiming to do a scandal. They're not little ones. These are big ones. Do history. Remember, it does show how Russian. It's how it's not.
Hey, Captain. Captain, I can hear you, but the problem is every other word you're saying is blocked out. I can hear you, Captain. I can hear you. The problem is every other word you're saying is blocked out, so I'm sorry if I'm talking over you because every word seems to be delayed, but I'm talking to people in the chat room. Can they hear me? Because we're trying to figure out the problem here, Cap. We're trying to figure out why your audio is screwed up.
Well,
people in the chat room, can you hear me clearly?
No, I can hear you clearly. You're cutting in. But give me a minute. Let me refresh Direct Connect. And let's
okay.
Just wait a minute.
Okay, Cap. Okay.
One minute.
Okay.
Takes 1 minute.
All right, I'm on hold. I'm waiting.
All right, can you hear me now? Anybody?
I can hear you loud and clear. And Cap, everyone
okay,
in the chat room. Cap, in the chat room before you refreshed, everyone can hear me loud and clear, but you were broken up. So it's
right.
On your end, okay?
Well, it's Direct Connect.
Yeah,
the Direct
yeah.
Connect,
but
that's what Direct Connect does. It doesn't really directly connect. That's the problem. And but Skype
well,
isn't
see,
working.
Cap,
once
we're
Skype
trying,
actually works.
But Cap, hang on, Cap. We're trying to fix your audio problem. And Bitbanker's been analyzing it. And, you know, I know, but Bitbanker's been analyzing it, and he's trying to figure it out. And trust me, he's a computer expert. He's one of the best in the country. So he's trying to figure it out for you. So just take his advice,
well,
okay?
Well, look, Direct Connect has always been this way. When they came out with Direct Connect, this was a couple of years ago, and I tried it. And I said, okay, you know, I don't have to go through Skype because Skype was having some problems. But then they fixed it. So I tried Direct Connect. Well, Direct Connect, you need a really super, super high-speed computer to actually use Direct Connect. all the time. I've got enough speed in my computer. It's been checked, so it should use Direct Connect, but it doesn't. Nobody has success with.
Are you
Direct
in an
Connect.
Apartment building, Cap? Are you in an apartment
no.
building with other connections?
No. No.
Okay. All right.
No.
Everybody has
really problems with Direct Connect. It's not that good. But hopefully soon that this Skype. Once they get their little contract dispute solved.
Oh, yeah, Cap. When I program my show, Cap, I get a little message saying Skype is down. I get a,
right.
You know, so you're right.
Yeah,
Skype is down.
Well, there's a contract dispute between Skype and Blog Talk Radio, and that is the problem. And so the only way that I can actually connect, if I can really get it connect, is Direct Connect, which Direct Connect really doesn't work. And even Blog Talk Radio told me 2 years ago, they said, well, it really doesn't, you know, work for a lot of machines. Well, then why the hell do you have it? It's what I'd like to know. You know, why have
yeah,
something
true,
that
true.
Doesn't work? But you
but
know,
Kemp,
the other night
Kemp,
we
do you
were
have a landline?
And,
Kemp, do you have
no.
a landline phone that you can use?
No.
No, okay,
there,
all right.
There's no landline. And I can't use a cell phone because I've got too many things I'm doing with both hands. There's no way I'd be able to hold that cell phone to my ear.
Okay.
I just wouldn't be able to do it unless I could duct tape it to my head.
But anyway, Cap, hey, I put it on Facebook tonight, and if you want to announce our sports show, because, hey, look, it's only a couple months off. Remember the $500 giveaway here. I mean, I know you got a program here you want to talk about, but in my opinion, I think you should announce this to these listeners tonight. What do you think?
Well, you announce it.
Okay, well, all right, Cap, thank you. Well,
well
we're going to have
your,
me.
It's your $500. Which I'm
yes,
gonna win
but it's going to be our
gonna,
show.
I know,
it's
but
gonna
I'm going to
be our show.
I know, but I'm going to win it because Seattle is going to beat the mighty Patriots in the Super Bowl, and it's going to be a rematch, and they're going to get on the one-yard line, and they're going to put in their running back. They're not going to throw the ball, and they're going to win. It's going to be awesome.
All right. Well, let me tell everyone that's listening tonight, because I know there's a few people in the chat box, and there are other
and
people
listening.
And I need
the $500, so.
Listen, everybody, we're going to do a Monday morning quarterback show. We haven't set the exact time yet. The captain, I, and his friend Neil, we're going to co-host a show together, Monday morning quarterback. Okay? And whoever can pick the two teams that are going to be in the Super Bowl, and listen now, you have to do this on week one. You can't do it week 8 and week 9. You have to do it on week 1, so you need to call in on week 1 and give your pick. And whoever can pick the two teams that are going to be in the Super Bowl from the AFC and the NFC will win $100, okay?
All right. Preliminarily, if that is a word, if you had to pick right now, let's just say we're getting ready for week 1. If you had to pick right now, who would be your picks? Right now, gun to your head. Who do you pick?
Oh, wow, that's a toughie. You already know I'm going with the Cowboys. In the AFC, I'm going to tell you right now, I got to say it's between Cincinnati and New England.
You think Cincinnati? My brother is, he's been pumping up, he's on our show, Brother X. We can't mention his name on the air, so that's why we call him Brother X. So,
well, he needs to try to take the bet, though. He needs to call in on week 1, right?
Oh no, he'll be in. Trust me, he'll be
okay.
No,
good.
He'll be unless he's working. But now he's been pumping up Cincinnati, but they always start off good, and then I just don't think they have enough. I mean, it's going to be an interesting season. I can't wait. It's going to be so much different than
well,
last year.
Well, what we're doing, Cap, is we're adding excitement. Like you said, for the past, you know, you do your sports show, and I said, hey, let's do Monday morning quarterback. Well, let's bring some people in, and I'm going to advertise it. I'm going to put it on Twitter, Facebook. I just posted it tonight on Facebook. $500 to the people who could pick the two teams. And what I got a question is, now I'm in trouble. What if I get 2 or 3 people who pick the same two teams? What am I going to do here? Well, I guess that's
$500. You got to pick the score, too.
Well, we can go into, yeah, but at the same time, I put it out there, Cap, that, hey, if you could pick the two teams playing in the Super Bowl, you know what? That's the game here. If you could say,
well, you gotta pick the winner though. You gotta pick the winner too, because you can't look. $500 is $500, so you can't just pick the two teams. Because anybody can pick the two teams. You gotta pick not only the two teams, but you gotta pick the winner, and that's gonna be Seattle over New England. So put it in the books.
True. We're gonna get into that during the preseason. We're gonna iron out the details, but there's a $500 bill out there. So, you know, people out there listening, I'm not trying to interrupt the Cap show because I want to get back on the Trump topic here and Hillary topic. I just wanted to put that out there. Pay attention to Cap's Friday night show because we're going to be carrying over to Monday morning quarterback. and that's going to be your $500 winner in cap. And I'll be on Friday night show every single week, and we'll get into the details through preseason. And week one, everybody can submit their picks, and we'll iron out the details in between. What do you think, Cap?
Yeah, well, we've been doing this now. This will be the fourth year, the fourth season that we've been doing the football picks. So we've never had six people. So it's going to be it'll be interesting. We'll figure it out. But
we're
in any event, getting back to this Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Now, Donald Trump, his speech, I know it was criticized by the left. Of course, it doesn't matter what he says. He says good morning. They're going to find, you know, criticism in that.
He's a racist.
But he laid it out, you know, pretty clear. I wish he would have gone in a little bit. I want to see his fire more. This is just a side criticism and not a, you know, I don't want to see him use those stupid teleprompters anymore. I want to see him talk from the way he used to be, because he knew what he was talking about. He doesn't need a teleprompter. Donald Trump does not need a teleprompter. And I like him so much better when he's not on that stupid teleprompter. But he did,
he got where he is today without a teleprompter, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. But I mean, I know there are times where you have to read, you know, from a prepared speech. I get it. But this speech should have been right. You know, there shouldn't have been a teleprompter, but I understand why he was doing it, because there was a lot to get out and he wanted to make sure that he got it all out. So, you know, I'm not going to criticize him too much for that, but.
Hey, Cap, who's his VP select? Who's just going to be his VP, you think?
Well, I did some research on this. And according to the experts, it is a cross between Sessions, but Sessions doesn't look like he's going to do it. There is another guy, and it just I can't think of his name. And he actually
Jeff Christie.
Pretty good.
Jeff Christie.
No. Why can't I remember his name? And it would be.
I know. I'm trying to help you here. I know.
Oh, it would be. This was Karl Rove, which I'm not a real big Karl Rove fan, but he does.
No,
know
neither am I. Neither am I.
But he does know his politics. But there was one name that is on the list. They gave out all of the list of who are being vetted. And there's one I think he would be actually pretty good. Not Newt Gingrich. I'm not a Newt Gingrich fan. But there was one.
But he talks very well, though, Newt Gingrich. He gives good speeches, I heard.
He gives very good speeches.
Fake
and a phony and a fraud. And no,
you're right. You're right.
I just don't like him.
I agree.
Donald Trump said that he wanted to have somebody as his vice president who is who knows Congress, so that can, you know, work with Congress to get his his legislation passed. And what the heck was his name? It was a good name too. I think you know him.
I don't know.
Can't I think of his name? I can't even remember what state he was from. I know him. He would be a good pick.
Can help us out, I'd appreciate it.
But you know, some of the names are never gonna come to fruition. They just put their names on there for what. There's a female governor. Which I don't think she's going to have a chance. I can't remember what state she's in. But it wasn't Sessions.
I got inside word, Cap. I got inside word it was going to be Sessions. I got inside word. So that's just my opinion. I told you that a few weeks ago, remember?
Yeah, I mean, I guess he'd be all right, but I mean, the guy that I'm thinking of and the guy that, that they were talking about really sounded pretty good. It doesn't really matter. We'll get on to it. But, you know, what Donald Trump was doing is he was telling the American people, hey, look, this woman that is running for office, she's not good people. She is corrupt to the nth degree, and this woman is corrupt. And I got 22 scandals that this woman has been involved in. I mean,
wow.
I mean, they're not itty bitties either. Now, the first one, this was when her and it was basically, and Bill Clinton said this too. Remember in early 90s when they were running, and I hate to say they, because they both were running, and Bill Clinton said,
true,
well, you're getting two for the price of one. Hillary Clinton was already planning her presidency when Bill Clinton was running for president.
True.
She was
so
actually planning.
Yep.
She was planning to run for president then. Well, she is horrible. We've all read the stories of the Secret Service, the way she treated the Secret Service, which I'm sorry. But here you have these people who are going to take a bullet for you and you're going to treat them like dirt? No, no. Somebody's going to take a bullet for me. Yes, sir. No, sir. Here, you want some cookies? You want a sandwich?
That's
Can I do something for you? Can I shine
so
your shoes? You know what I mean? I mean, if somebody's going to go out there and protect me, protect my life, and willing to take to give up their life to protect mine, look, I'm shining their shoes. I'm treating them like kings. Absolutely. You know, but no, she's saying F you and don't speak to me. And no one was allowed to look at Hillary Clinton in the eyes when she was on the White House grounds. What does that have to do with anything? You can't look at the eyes, say good morning. What? who the hell are you? You know, I mean, this woman is a monster. She is. She's a monster. She does not have
and
the temperament to be.
I mean, Cap. I talked to an elderly couple once we were – this was back when she's running against Obama, and she had a little pin on saying, I voted. And I was like, who'd you vote for? She said, Hillary. I said, why? Why? Oh, I just like her. She stands for women. I mean, how ignorant could someone be, Cap, you know?
Well, this is how they are. Well, look at Nancy Pelosi. She said, it doesn't matter about Hillary Clinton's scandals. The fact is that she's a woman, and that's all that matters. That was Nancy Pelosi.
Wow.
So I just don't get the thinking of certain people in this country. They're not taking their vote seriously. You don't want this woman into office. I'm sorry.
And
I know
Cap,
there's a lot of people that don't
Cap,
like.
That's why we have to work, Cap, you and I. That's why we got to work. And the listeners out there, we got to make sure she doesn't be our next president or we're through. We're finished.
Well,
we're finished.
Well, here's one reason. Now, Barack Obama used the IRS as their own personal Gestapo. Well, so did the Clintons. I mean, the Clintons, anybody. And this is why another reason why we need to get rid of the IRS. First of all, that IRS is only used to attack your political adversaries or to attack, you know, a citizen that you don't like. There's no reason. Look, the IRS here, you go to work, they take so much money out of your paycheck and call it a day. That's it. You're done. Now, certain businesses, okay, I can understand where they got a file. I can see a little bit of that. But we don't need everybody filing. And why? So now we got to pay all these people to read all these taxes, 300 or 150 million tax returns. Now we're paying all these people. Well, I mean, we're overtaxed as it is. I mean, but tax. We've got enough tax in this country. Look.
Hey, you know what I like, Cap? You know what I like, Cap?
1913, and we had roads. We had everything.
You know what I like, Cap, is when you go to rent something, you have to pay a sales tax. I'm not buying it. I'm renting it. Why should I be paying a sales tax, right?
Well, because these politicians, I mean, they need a catered sit-in. That's why you got to pay for that. Did you see that? That was ridiculous, that sit-in. I mean, they got this huge spread. And here they are. They're supposed to be protesting. But they're getting up and they're having all of this, you know, this food, and they're being waited on hand and foot, and they were getting a hand of these big fluffy down pillows so they could be comfortable.
Oh, I know. I know. Oh, disgusting, Cap. Disgusting.
I mean, look, no, if you're going to protest. But what are you protesting? Because you want to vote? A vote on a gun law to get another gun law? What is one more gun law going to do? I mean, there's a black market out there. The guy can find a gun. It's not the gun laws are not going to solve gun crimes. It's just not going to happen. But
true.
That's number one where they used, and there were a lot of people. Here's some of the groups that were targeted by the IRS under the Clinton administration. The Heritage Foundation, you know them. The NRA,
yep.
You know them.
Yep.
Concerned Women of America. Imagine that. I thought Hillary Clinton was fighting for women. Well, Citizens Against Government Waste. I mean, why would you need to target them? The National Review, which the National Review is not as conservative as they claim to be, but nevertheless, the list goes on and on and on. American Policy Center, American Cause, anything with American in it, if you notice, and that's the same with Barack Obama. Anything that was for freedom, they had to target. Well, you don't use the IRS, you know, as your personal Gestapo, and that's what they do. Well, the second one, well, she covered up all of Bill Clinton's dirty deeds, and she's known about this even when they were in the governor's mansion. Okay, she's known about her husband, and she covers this stuff up because she's not covering up for Bill. She's covering up for her because she doesn't want any bad press on Bill Clinton, because then that would reflect badly on her. She doesn't care about Bill. She doesn't care about anything but herself. So
true.
Now, what's the other one here? There's some other ones in here. Looting the White House. Remember that? Remember what they did? Here's what they did. They tried to ship furniture to the Clintons' personal home in Chappaqua, New York. Now, imagine that. You're going to ship the White House furniture. Why do you need that furniture? Oh, that's right. Because remember when they left, they were dead broke. They had nothing. They had nothing to sit on. They got this beautiful multi-million-dollar mansion in Chappaqua, and they're dead broke, and they have no furniture. So they got to loot the White House, had all this furniture sent to them. Well, they got busted with that. They tried to take $190,000 worth of gifts. $190,000, $200,000. Let me tell you something. Over $100,000, isn't that a felony? Okay.
Yes, it is. Actually, you're right. It is. That's a felony.
So,
you're absolutely correct.
If I were to steal $100,000 worth of furniture, I'm pretty sure I'd go to jail for a long time. Pretty sure. That's a felony. And then I wouldn't be able to buy a gun because I stole a chair. You know, so, I mean, this is...
That's true.
I mean, let's see what else they got here. The General Accounting Office. Investigative undercover report of the damage, theft, vandalism. Remember that? They damaged the White House. There was literally thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars of damage. And they took all the W's out of the computer keys. I mean, they were damaged bathroom.
It's like a person being evicted from a house, destroyed it, you know?
Right. That's basically what it was. But just they didn't like W. So, we could criticize, you know, George W. Bush all night long, but still, you don't damage government property. You damage government property, okay? That's, you know, why didn't anything happen? Well, they're Clintons, you know?
Nah.
Let's see what else. Here's the items sold by the Clintons. Now, Judicial Watch uncovered this. They sold items. This is what they did. They sold seats for overseas trade missions. They sold seats on Air Force One.
Are you serious?
Yes, this is what they did. Oh, now, this came out a long time ago, and nobody even remembers it. They sold export licenses for high technology sales to communist China and other really bad countries. So these technology companies would give them a bunch of money so that they can have do business with China. So technical companies not supposed to do business with Iran or China or all these countries that are enemy. So they give the Clintons a bunch of money, and they allow these high-tech companies to give information. And that's how China got their missile system figured out. Is because of our high-tech companies that paid the Clintons so that they could do business with China. And then China's going to use that against us. You think for one second that China is not planning an attack on the United States.
That's
I'm
right.
sorry.
That's right. Yeah.
But they are. Look what they're doing in the Pacific. Look what they're doing. They're building up, and they're building up their Navy. And let me tell you, China is not that far away from our West Coast. People need to understand that. They're not that far away from our West Coast. They're not that far away. And they're all over
True.
The South Pacific. They're all over the Pacific. And it won't take very long for them, if they want to reach the United States, that they could reach the United States. And they could. They sold commissioned ships and judge ships. Of course they did. They sold, again, more rides on Air Force One, overnight stays in the White House, Lincoln bedroom. They even sold, get this. Now, this is sick. This is just downright disgusting.
I got to hear this.
This is criminal. They sold graves at Arlington Cemetery.
Oh, my Lord. Oh.
Look, you do not get into Arlington unless you've got – Look, you've got to be a war hero, or you've got to be a hero of some sort, an American. You know, you can't just get into Arlington. Just because you served in the military doesn't mean that you could get buried in Arlington. You know what I mean? That's not what Arlington Cemetery is all about.
No,
well,
no, it's not.
I can't get buried in Arlington. I don't think you can get
right.
buried in Arlington.
No.
You know, even if you went to war, you're a combat veteran. Doesn't necessarily mean you can get, you know, buried in Arlington. I mean,
True.
But this is they were selling graves at Arlington. They also sold meetings with key Clinton and Gore administrative leaders, blah, 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 blah. They sold anything that they possibly could. I mean, they were and Filegate. You remember Filegate? That was ridiculous.
Yeah.
Couldn't find any of the files, all these files, these missing files. Yeah, and then they kill Vince Foster. That, you know what that was about. That's because he was getting ready to he knew too much. See, anybody who gets really, really close to the Clintons, you got to be very careful, because if there's a scandal that breaks and you are too close to the Clintons and you know too much, well, you're not going to last very long. And there was even a book written, and there's well over 100 people that have died connected to the Hillary Clinton scandals. You're either dead or you go to jail. And that's what happens. People are afraid of the Clintons, so they'll take jail time rather than stand up and fight, you know, or they get killed. And this is the kind of person you want as your president? This is the kind of person you want as your president? You don't want this woman as your president.
That's how ignorant people are, Cap. That's how ignorant people are.
Well,
it's
she's
crazy.
A woman. She's a woman. That's all that matters.
Yeah,
She's
a woman,
woman
in there, don't we?
Yeah. Well, you know, having a woman as a president wouldn't be the problem, but we need the right kind of woman, and she ain't it.
Damn
and
right.
Now she's got this Muslim Brotherhood princess of hers, which is a lot of stories are coming out that this Huma Abedin and Hillary, they've been lovers for quite a while.
Oh, I wouldn't be surprised if Chelsea. I wouldn't be surprised if Chelsea marries a Muslim.
Well, no, she married a hedge fund. You know how the Clintons, you know, they don't like these hedge funds and they don't like Wall Street. But yet they collect. I mean, they take all the money from Wall Street. They go to all of these Wall Street, meetings and for these paid speeches.
Yeah.
I mean, they made millions of dollars. Hillary Clinton made millions of dollars giving speeches to Wall Street. And why Wall Street would want to give her millions of dollars to hear a speech from Hillary Clinton just makes no sense to me. But this Huma Abedin, who was also married to Anthony Weiner, you know him, don't you, little pervert? He's over there taking pictures of his little schmeckle.
His name explains it all, Weiner.
Yeah, well... The thing about it is, this is what she's got a lot of ties. This Huma Abedin, her family has a lot of ties with the Muslim Brotherhood. Her father, before he died, did. Her mother, she's got a lot of ties. But you know what's weird? As her husband Anthony Weiner is a Jew. I don't understand that relationship at all. That's just weird. I don't understand how the Muslim Brotherhood, how she could be so involved in the Muslim Brotherhood, who is even according to Egypt, they are a terrorist organization. And finally, Egypt kicked them out. But why would the Muslim Brotherhood allow this woman who works very closely with them, allow her to marry a Jew? I mean, I don't understand. This is weird.
Cap, can I tell you something real quick? Let me tell you something about Muslims, okay? You know I worked undercover in the prisons, okay? And let me tell you something. And the Muslims, they had Muslims in there, okay? And they always had fish on Fridays. But well, one night they served roast beef. They took that kufi hat off so fast. So, you know, what I'm trying to say is they're not true to what they really believe, most of them,
well,
you know.
Look, I covered this story, oh, God, about over a year ago. They are very hypocritical. Muslims are very hypocritical. See, you're not allowed to have consensual gay sex. If you do, you get killed. But you can rape a little boy, and that's fine. See, rape gay sex is okay, but consensual gay sex is bad. You get the death penalty. Well, they got this thing in Afghanistan called the Afghanistan Dancing Boys. I don't know if you heard of that, but they take young boys who look a little feminine. This is true. They're a little feminine.
Really?
And remember that guy? He was a, and I covered this story. I can't remember his name. But he beat up one of these Afghan guys for trying to rape one of these little boys. Well, he ended up going to prison and court-martialed because he beat up an Afghan guy for raping a little boy, a 13-year-old boy. And our government actually court-martialed this guy. Well, here what they do is they take these young boys, you know, especially ones that are, you know, skinny and a little bit effeminate, and they dress them up as women. They dress them up as women. They make them dance. And then they have sex with them, either, you know, forcibly or consensually. But they are hypocrites. They are big hypocrites. I mean, this is some sick, twisted stuff that these people are doing. And why this Huma Abedin, with all of these Muslim Brotherhood ties, is allowed to be an aide to Hillary Clinton? I mean, I wish I really wish Donald Trump would have brought that out. Because I really wanted him to bring that out a lot more.
Donald Trump has a lot of issues he should be attacking Hillary on, and I don't understand why he's not doing it, Cap. Why?
I don't either, and I want him to get off the schneid because there's a lot of stuff that he – let me – hey, Donald, you want a speechwriter. I'm your man. I am a writer. I can write the speech. I can help you out here because you've got to cover this. This Huma Abedin – Hillary Clinton connection here with the Muslim Brotherhood. And we know that Hillary Clinton has been taking millions of dollars from China, Saudi Arabia, all of these places. And all of these really, really, they're our enemies. She's taking money from our enemies. Well, this needs to come out. The American people need to know this. And they need to hear it from Donald Trump. Because if they hear it from Donald Trump, they're going to believe it. It's going to have some weight to it. I really believe that.
That's
so,
right. Yeah.
Donald, if you want help on your next speech, I'm your man. Okay. The only thing I ask, you don't have to pay me millions of dollars. Just buy me a pizza. Just buy me a pizza and a pitcher of beer, and I will write your speech. I will help you out. I promise you, my friend. And of course we know number six, Vince Foster's death. We know all about that. I mean, that was her French, supposedly. But, I mean, and then it's supposedly here, they found blood, I guess, in his office, but then his body was in a park. It was very suspect. And, of course, they do these investigations. And that Kenneth Starr, okay, that guy was a creep. I knew that guy was just, he was working for the Clintons. He had no intentions whatsoever of prosecuting them. Now, I know that he, when Bill Clinton was impeached, you know, for saying he didn't have sex with Monica Lewinsky, which we know that he actually did. And I can't wait for that book to come out. I can, Crisis of Character. I cannot wait for that book to come out.
Oh, whoa. Give us an update on that. What do you mean a book coming out on this? Talk about that.
Oh, you don't know about that book? Okay, let me.
No, I don't.
Here. It's called Crisis of Character. Now, this was written by the Secret Service agent. His name is Gary Byrne. Now, he wrote this He was the guy who stood outside outside the Oval Office and blocked people from going in and out when all of Bill Clinton's women would come in. See, Bill Clinton did not, he did not respect the Oval Office. That was his romper room, if you will. That was his little orgy room, if you will.
That
was his sex power.
We know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, there's nothing wrong with having sex. I don't care. You can have sex with a million women as you want to, but you're the president of the United States. And you do not have it in the Oval Office. You need to have respect for that Oval Office. One, because it's not your office. It's the people's office. And if you don't have enough respect for that office, that tells
you
you don't have enough respect for the American people. He did not have respect for America. Well, anyway, this book, The Secret Service Officer, it's a tell-all book. And I mean, I know a lot of these books are what they call trash for cash, but I got to take this guy seriously. And I can't wait for this book to come out, if it's not out already. But he talks about all of this stuff, about Hillary Clinton, about how rude she was to people. She was screaming at the Secret Service people, screaming at the police officers. These are the people that protect her. And, oh, I mean, he's got a whole litany of really, really bad things that went on with Hillary Clinton.
I bet the publishing companies, Cap, I bet the publishing companies are going to keep that as much as they can under wraps, you know?
Well, a lot of it's, you know, a lot of it's leaking out, you know, and I don't have time to really go into this whole thing here. I've got it all here, but there's a lot.
Bit
it's called
Banker,
Crisis
Cap,
of Terror.
Cap Bitbanker, actually, Cap Bitbanker just posted it. It's on Amazon for sale right now for $16.20 hardcover. So the book is
out.
Yep,
I see it now. Okay. Well, that's good.
Right.
I got to get this book. I got to read it. I've got a lot of stuff in here, but I, you know, I definitely got to talk about this. Because, I mean, look, this isn't trashing Hillary, you know, political trashing like you normally do in politics, you know, to try to, you know, disparage your, you know, your opponent. This is reality. This is real. This is a woman who is trying to run for president who has no, first of all, this woman should be in jail for all that she has done. She should have been in jail for what she did when they were in the governorship. Oh, Benghazi, she should be in jail. And so should Obama, both of them. You look, I will not leave my post until properly relieved. That's the fifth general order. I've always remembered that. You do not leave your post until
That's
you
right,
are properly
Cap.
Relieved.
That's right.
Well,
that's right.
The president's post, he deserted his post. I will not desert my post until properly relieved. That's the fifth general order of all military. Well, he deserted his post. Post was in the Situation Room. His post was not upstairs having dinner with Valerie Goebbels. His post was not upstairs getting drunk or whatever the hell he was doing, smoking cigarettes on the phone with Netanyahu. I mean, look, our embassy, and I call it an embassy. It was an embassy, but they said it's not because, see, you can't transfer weapons at an embassy. So they had to quickly change the name to an outpost.
True.
You know. But, no, I'm still pissed off at Benghazi. I will never give up on that. I will never forgive or forget that whatsoever. Those men were out there. No security. And they didn't – I mean, just think with, you know, a normal security detail, what they could have done. They could have prevented the attack. Definitely could have prevented these four lives from being killed. They could have prevented
that. And, Cap, these are lives we're talking about. These are American lives. This isn't a joke here, you know?
They're human beings. They got flesh and blood. They got, you know, they got brains. They got feelings. They got families. And then for Hillary to tell the families, and, oh, we're going to get that. We're going to get that filmmaker. And here's the other thing. She's out there saying, she said it at the Air Force Base, and she said it several other times after that, and so did Barack Obama. Barack Obama even said it in the UN that this was over. The attack was over a video about some video, an anti-Muslim video.
And where is that video now? We don't hear nothing about it anymore, do we?
That guy's still in prison. He's still
is
in prison.
He?
Yes. And
wow,
you know
we need to call that prison, Cap. We need to call that prison. We really do. I need to do that on my show. That's a great idea. We need to investigate
this. Well,
I don't
know what prison he's in. I think it's in California somewhere. But The reason why they said that he got a prison sentence is because whatever he was doing, they said you can't use the internet anymore. So they banned him from the internet. Well, he puts up this video, and it was a spoof. And all these people are saying, well, the quality was horrible. How could anybody like this? Well, that's the idea of a spoof. A spoof is not supposed to have good quality. Otherwise, it wouldn't be a spoof. A spoof is,
that's right.
is deliberate. A spoof deliberately has bad quality. That's what makes it a spoof. That's where the comedy comes in. And it's funny. It was kind of funny, you know, but it certainly was not deserved of prison by any stretch. So I don't know. This guy may be, I don't know where he is. Maybe he could be in a FEMA camp. I don't know where the hell he is.
Right.
He could be dead.
That's right. You're right, Cap.
We don't know what the hell
he's doing. You just pointed out something great. That's where the Bernie Madoffs are and all these other people in FEMA camps, right?
Well, where they got Bernie Madoff, I don't know. But no, he died. He died in prison. I think he's dead. But they got
Did
his
he?
Son. Yeah, I think he died in prison. I know they got don't quote me on that.
Okay.
But I think he did a couple of years ago. But they got his son. And I'm wondering the reason why they put this Bernie Madoff in prison is because he wasn't giving money to the Democrats. But if he'd have given money to the Clintons, I guarantee you he wouldn't have been in jail.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's very selective of, you know, these inside traders and all these bankers. And there's a lot of bankers that really deserve to go to prison. But
Cap, let's go one further. They deserve to be hung from the highest tree. After being convicted, of course.
Right. But, I mean, you know, if you give enough money to the right politician, you can literally get away with murder. Literally. Literally.
Yeah.
Clintons. I mean, but they had, of course, the email gate. We all know about that. I mean, now we know. Look, but this is serious. This is really serious. And this story is really not going away. It's starting to get a little hair on its legs. And there's it keeps coming out more and more and more. Now, I've got a theory. This is my theory, and I hope that I'm right. If I'm right, then I got to give kudos to the FBI, even though I'm very critical of the FBI because there's a lot of incompetence in the FBI. But even though there's a lot of very intelligent people, and they do actually do, the FBI does actually do, you know, some good work. They can do work, and they do good work. But the FBI is corrupt. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. But here's my theory of why they have not indicted Hillary Clinton yet. Now, I'm hopeful that this is my theory. It's because if they indict Hillary Clinton, Barack Obama can just pardon her. And then all of the investigation will be for naught. So if they wait until Barack Obama is out of office, he can't pardon her. And you know damn good and well Donald Trump isn't going to pardon her. But Donald Trump has to win the presidency before any of this can actually happen. So I'm wondering if the FBI, if they aren't waiting to indict her to keep her from getting pardoned. Because you know for a fact that Barack Obama would pardon her. Now, I don't know, and I'd like to know, can you pardon someone who's just been indicted, or do they have to be convicted?
They have to be convicted before they can be pardoned.
But I think there is, if I'm not mistaken, though, because when Bill Clinton did, and that's in here, too, this pardon gate, he pardoned some people that weren't really convicted yet. They didn't go through court.
Well, if they're indicted, then yes, he could pardon them, and then they will never go to trial. Yes, you're correct,
right.
Cap.
Right, because they did that with that Rich, whatever his name was. I got that in here somewhere, but he fled the country and went to Switzerland, and he wasn't convicted yet, but Bill Clinton pardoned him. So you can pardon, you know, past and future crimes, which I don't understand that. That I don't like. I think the whole pardon thing, and I don't have a problem with the president or a governor pardoning people, because sometimes there are there's a need for it, that the person was wrongly convicted or you know, did not deserve what they got, and they deserve a pardon. And I don't have a problem with that. But when you're pardoning friends, and the only reason why they pardoned them is because they had to pay their way. They had to pay them. You pay the Clintons enough, and, you know, you get whatever you want. But if they do indict her, and if that is the case, if they do indict her, then Barack Obama can just simply pardon her, and it'll be all for naught. So,
but what would happen to the election then? What would happen to the election then?
Well, if Hillary Clinton wins the presidency, she's never going to be indicted. But if she loses, yeah, I think she's going to be indicted. I'm hoping.
Okay.
But even then, I still think it's skeptical that she would ever get really, really indicted, even though she deserves it. But Barack Obama needs to be indicted, too. I'm sorry, but what this man did, Fast and Furious,
for treason,
and Benghazi,
for treason,
absolutely, for treason. This guy has committed treason. I know in the Constitution it's very difficult to be convicted of treason, and I understand that, and I get that, and I respect that, and I don't have a problem with it. But
well, look at the Attorney General, Cap. He was held in contempt of Congress. Why wasn't that man, why wasn't he arrested and thrown in jail
at least impeached? He should have been impeached. For Fast and Furious, he should have been impeached, and they should have dug deep and found out, you know for a fact that Barack Obama knew this was going on, please. And what they did with the IRS, please. Well, see, he's not a Richard Nixon, so, you know, he's the wrong color. If he was white, if Barack Obama was white, this guy would have been impeached his first year. If he was a Republican, of what he did with Fast and Furious, what he did with the IRS, and what he did with Benghazi, no way in hell, if he was white, would he not be impeached.
So true. So true. Hey, listen, Cap, listen, I got to run on you. I know you got a few minutes left on your show, but thanks for having me on tonight. It was good being kind of like a co-host. It's good to have a second voice. That's what I always say. But anyway, hey, thanks for allowing me on tonight. And thanks for the people I asked who came on to. I can't wait to talk again.
No, thanks for calling in tonight. I was trying to get. I knew I was going to bring the phones, earlier because I wanted to get in this discussion about Hillary and Donald Trump. So anyway, we'll see you tomorrow night. You're calling in tomorrow night, right?
Oh, of course. We got to promote this sports show, Cap. Let's make it big this year, huh?
What's his name? LeBron. He got his other ring.
We're going to talk about that tomorrow night. I'm pissed off. I don't even want to go into that right now. I'm pissed off.
Well, I seen a real funny, and I'm going to talk about it. I seen a real funny Facebook post. With a picture of Michael Jordan, and it said, I hear that LeBron James scored the most points ever in Game 7. He goes, that's because I never played in a Game 7. So that's kind of a backward slap across the face. So
I like it. Hey, tell that one tomorrow night. That's a good one.
All right, Joseph.
Good night, everybody. God bless. Take care.
Have a good night. Okay, guys, let's finish up here now with Hillary Clinton. And again, if you want to call in, 646-716-7978, make sure you press the number 1. It'll give me an icon. All right, now, Travelgate, we all know about that. We covered that. What these people were doing was selling rides on Air Force One. I mean, these people were selling anything and everything, and all the stuff that they took out of the White House. Hillary Clinton was loading up her new home in Chappaqua. All the furniture, they had the silverware. I mean, they were taking anything and everything that wasn't nailed down. You can't do that. You're not allowed to accept. First of all, they took all these gifts, but they had to give them back. You're not allowed to accept any gifts when you're in public office. You're not allowed to accept any gifts. If you do, that's a bribe. And there's reasons for that. Well, the Clintons backdoor everything, all of their bribes. You can bribe the Clintons easy. Just flash a bunch of cash, and you get whatever you want. Well, you know, it's up to us, American people. We've got to get ourselves educated on this woman. This woman is not good. She is front page bad news. She has absolutely no business being in anywhere in government. She belongs in jail. She does not deserve to be in the Oval Office. She deserves to be in a square cell. That's where she needs to be. This woman is evil. She is corrupt. She doesn't care about anything but as much money as she can make. She just wants the power. What is she going to do with the power? Well, I guess prosecute people. That's what people want. They want the power so they can put people in jail. Everybody's got to go to jail. Everybody's got to go, oh, you disagreed with me. You got to go to jail. We got to prosecute you. Well, I only want the people in jail who deserve to be in jail. When you desert your post in a time of war and don't go down to the Situation Room and don't send any help for our Americans being attacked, and not just by machine gun fire, being attacked by mortar fire. They're being blown to bits. Mortar fire is explosive. And what Hillary Clinton did, she couldn't wait to get rid of all the security. So here she is. Forget about not answering our Ambassador Chris Stevens' pleas after pleas after pleas after pleas for more security, more security, more for security. She doesn't answer them. She never saw the emails. Well, you know, I'm Secretary of State. I get all these emails the other day. I can't possibly read them all. Yeah, but don't tell me this crap that you did not read the several emails that Ambassador Chris Stevens had sent you saying, please, we need more security. We're in the most dangerous place on planet Earth, and we need more security. So what does she do? She gets rid of the security. Takes it away. Left them with virtually nothing. Now, how are they supposed to protect themselves in the most dangerous area in the world? Well, just like what's going on in America. How are the Americans supposed to protect themselves? But they can have all the guns, but the American citizen can't have a gun. They can have protection. And Charlie Rangel, I don't know, this is what he said today, and I think it was on a, I don't know if it was on CNN or was on a radio show or something. I heard the clip right before I came on the air. The reporter asked him, said, hey, you want to take all the guns away from, you know, American citizens? Well, how can they protect themselves when they don't have a gun, but yet here, you know, you members of Congress are all protected by people with guns? And he starts laughing like, that's funny. And he says, well, that's different. How is it different? So a member of Congress is more of a human being than a regular citizen? I mean, I don't understand. What's the difference? There's no difference. There's no difference. If they are allowed to be protected with guns, why can't we? That doesn't make any sense. A cop gets to protect himself with a gun, but a citizen can't. Politician gets to be protected with a gun, but a citizen can't. I mean, that doesn't even, I mean, this is what I just can't understand, how people can't figure this out. Oh, well, guns kill people. Well, so do knives and hammers and cars, alcohol, drugs, poison, people's bare hands, baseball bats, sticks. I mean, there's so many ways you can kill a human being. I mean, good God. I just
can't see how anybody could legitimately be a liberal Democrat. I just don't understand it. I mean, they've got to have a very lazy and feeble mind. They do not have a strong mind. They do not. I'm sorry, but that's not intelligence. Intelligence doesn't simply mean having information. Intelligence means having accurate information. Well, anyone who is a liberal Democrat does not have accurate information. I don't know how anybody could be a liberal Democrat. Honestly, God, good God Almighty, I swear to God, I don't understand it. I don't even know how anybody could be a Republican, because a Republican anymore is nothing more than a Democrat. I follow the Constitution. That's what I follow. I don't follow parties. I just simply follow the Constitution, and I got it right here. You can hear it. One of the last remaining copies of this document. You see, the government hasn't confiscated it yet, and they can't have it. They can't even pry it away from my cold, dead fingers. Why? Because it's right in here. You can't take away what's in here. Well, I love this document. I do. I think it's one of the greatest documents ever written. It's got everything we need. Everything we need. It lays out what the government is supposed to do. Tells the government this is how you govern. And it gives the American people all of this freedom, all of this beautiful, lovable freedom. Boy, I tell you, we can't get enough of it. But we don't have freedom anymore. Land of the free, my ass. Where's our freedom of speech? Where'd that go? I mean, I was looking all over for it today. I mean, I was looking in drawers. I was looking in cabinets. Hell, at one point, I thought my cat was laying on it. Lifted her up. Nope, wasn't there. I don't know where all the freedoms went. Honey, you seen the freedoms? Yeah, the freedoms. You seen the freedoms? Ah, she ain't seen them. Nobody's seen them. We don't have them anymore. They're gone. They disappeared. Freedom of speech. We don't have that. Freedom. We don't have freedom of the press. We don't have any of this stuff anymore. And this is what I'd like to know. The right of the people to peacefully assemble. Okay, I don't have a problem with that. It's peacefully assemble. So all of these people that are protesting Donald Trump, they're not peacefully assembling. That's not a peaceful assemble. That's not a peaceful assembling. They're violating the Constitution, and that peaceful protest that they were conducting, throwing water bottles at people in wheelchairs, throwing rocks at cops, burning flags, that's not peaceful. Well, that protest should have been broken up. They should have been broken up. Oh, I know they made a couple of arrests. Oh, big whoop. But that should have been broken up, but it wasn't. We know we don't have the Second Amendment anymore. Well, barely. But that's going to go. If Hillary Clinton gets into office, you think you're going to be able to keep your gun? Think twice. You will lose your weapon. It's not a weapon. It's a gun. A weapon is offensive. A gun is defensive, but you're going to lose it. And it's only a matter of time before our Third Amendment, before that one goes, if it's not really gone already. I don't know. Maybe it's happened. But you're going to have government officials. You're going to have SWAT teams come into your house. Well, we need to sleep here. And they have done that. They've taken people out of their homes for strategic reasons. They say, well, we got somebody across the street over here. You know, we're watching them. Well, you're going to have to watch them from outside because you're not coming in my home. So, yeah, the Third Amendment has been broken. And all of the amendments in the Bill of Rights, if you look at it, was in the Declaration of Independence. Those were the reasons why we went to war with the British, because we didn't have freedom of speech. We didn't have freedom of press. We didn't have freedom to peacefully assemble. We did not have freedom to petition the government for a redress of grievances. We did not have that. They took our guns. We weren't allowed to have guns. They were coming into people's homes, taking them over. You had to move out of your house so the British could come in and have a place to sleep. They were illegally searching and seizing property. We didn't get a fair trial. They were taking people over to England for trial instead of being tried right here in America. We didn't have any of this stuff. Well, this is why they came up with the Bill of Rights. This is why we went to war with the British. This is what's supposed to make us free, but we're not. Well, we need to fix that. We can't expect the politicians to fix it. And we cannot expect Donald Trump to fix it alone. Donald Trump cannot fix this problem by himself. You can't expect just going in there and voting for Donald Trump and all your freedoms are going to come back. That ain't going to happen. That ain't going to happen. Your freedoms are not going to come back just because somebody comes into office. We have to take them back because we gave them away. We didn't sell them. We gave them away. So we got to take it back. We got to demand that we keep our freedoms once we get it. See, once you get your freedom, it's a hell of a fight to get your freedom. But once you get your freedom, it's even a bigger fight to keep it. And that's what happened. We got our freedom, and then we just gave up. Well, we can't do that anymore, America. I'm sorry. We can't do that. We got to fight. I know it sucks. We're going to have to get off the couch, put down our Cheetos, turn off the Kardashians. We might even have to sweat a little bit. Well, wham. I don't want to hear it. This is our freedom we're talking about. This is our life. This is our way of life. This is who we are. Our livelihoods, our lives. Our lives are at stake. Literally, our lives are at stake. They can take our life any time that they want to. We need to understand that. It's getting worse and worse and worse every day. So, yes, we need Donald Trump in office, but we have to do the majority of the work. And it's okay to work. It's okay to work. Believe me, it's okay to work. It's okay to work for something. It's okay to earn something. It's okay to do something. Ah! All right, that's about it for what we got here tonight. I want to thank everybody listening in the chat room. Looks like we had BitBanker, a bunch of guests. Thanks, Joseph Gibson, for calling in. We had a bunch of people on their smartphones tonight. I want to thank all of those that do listen in archive. Again, I do apologize for the crappy connection, but there's nothing I can do about it. Hopefully someday soon we're going to get it fixed. But nevertheless, I'm tenacious. I don't ever give up. I'm going to keep coming on the airwaves. As long as I can find any kind of connection whatsoever, I'm going to come on these airwaves. It's just the way it is. So I want to thank everybody for listening, and we'll see you back here tomorrow night at 8 p.m. Goodbye, everybody.